Today we're talking about a three-digit number that has an outsized effect on your entire home buying life, your credit score. Two people can buy the exact same house, borrow the exact same amount, and pay wildly different amounts over the life of the loan. And often, the difference comes down to this number. So, let's demystify it. A credit score is basically a grade for how you've handled borrowed money. The most common one runs from 300 on the low end to 850 on the high end. The higher your score, the less risky you look to a lender. And less risk means they'll offer you a better interest rate. What actually goes into that score? A few big things. The biggest is your payment history. Do you pay your bills on time? That matters more than anything else. Second is how much of your available credit you're using. If your credit cards are maxed out, that drags you down. Keeping the balances low helps. After that, how long you've had credit, the mix of different types of credit you have, and how often you've applied for new credit recently. Now here's why this matters so much for a mortgage. Your interest rate is the price of borrowing money, and it's tied directly to how risky you look. A stronger score can earn you a lower rate, and on a loan that size, stretched over many years, even a small difference in the rate can add up to a serious amount of money over time. That's the whole game. The score moves the rate, and the rate moves your monthly payment and your long-term cost. Different loan programs have different minimum scores to even qualify, and those change over time, so I'm not going to throw specific cutoffs at you. The important mindset is this. Qualifying is one thing, but getting a great rate is another. You usually want your score as healthy as you reasonably can before you apply, so what can you actually do? A few practical moves. First, pay every bill on time without exception. Set up autopay for at least the minimums so a single forgotten due date doesn't ding you. Second, pay down your credit card balances if you can. Lowering how much of your available credit you're using can help your score, sometimes fairly quickly. Third, and this one's important right before buying, don't open new credit or make a giant purchase on credit in the months leading up to your mortgage. Don't go finance a new car the week before. New debt and new applications can rattle your score and your DTI at the worst possible time. And fourth, check your credit report for errors. Mistakes happen more than you'd think, and a single wrong item can hold your score down. You're entitled to review your reports, and fixing an error is one of the fastest ways to help yourself. Here's the encouraging part. Your score is not a permanent grade. It moves. People improve their scores all the time with a few months of steady, boring, on-time habits. If your number isn't where you want it, that's not a no. It's a not yet, and it's fixable. Next time, we're tackling the myth that scares people off from buying entirely. The idea that you need a 20% down payment. Spoiler, you usually don't. We'll break down down payments and that mysterious thing called PMI.